Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 744. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are talking a little bit about the salt issue, salt on the table, and using salt in general. So we established the fact last year. We spoke about in our siman again, Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hey. The Shulchan Aruch talks about salt, using salt in general. Our breads, most of our breads in general, have salt. So if somebody does not have salt when they, for whatever reason, they can't get salt, they don't have salt when they make amoitzi, of course, person does not have to, go back and say over the bracha, and there's no problem with the amoitzi, and that's all fine and dandy. But it's a mitzvah, said Rama, we quoted last time, that it is a mitzvah to have salt by a table when somebody, just to quote Rama, mikol makan mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melech koidim sheyivsa, before one actually makes, makes the hamaitzi, has the bread, starts eating their bread meal, they should have salt. And we explained that the table itself is similar to a mizbeach, of achilak a carbon, and the actual eating is similar to a carbon. We said because the eating itself gives a person energy and koiches. Then we said, we quoted, v'nema al kol korban chatakriv melech. Okay. And on every carbon, so since on every carbon they have melech, right? Al kol korban chatakriv melech, the pasuk says, so therefore we try and have melech, we try and have salt, by our tables when we're eating bread. So I want to go through one more interesting thing we started to talk about last year also, who megin min aparanias. And the Ramah says also interesting that it protects a person from, punishment. Who megin min aparanias? What is that supposed to mean? So the Mishnah explains, interesting, that the disa b'medrash k'she Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Sifkat and Lamed Beis, k'she Yisrael yoishvin u'mamtin in zeh ezeh ad sheyitlu yideihem v'heim b'loi mitzvahs. So we spoke about the fact that, getting back to what we've been talking about, that if a person has a few people at the table, or a number of people at the table, let's say like on Shabbos, for example, by the way, we spoke about with the salt, it's a mitzvah all the time. It's not, when somebody's washing, not just dafka on Shabbos. Many people know, on Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah to have salt, to use salt, when one eats bread. So he says, what is this whole thing about protection from, it's megin on peronius, it protects a person from punishment. So the Mishmur explains in Sifkot and Lamed Beis, interesting, that especially on Shabbos, it could be any time, but on Shabbos especially, person sometimes is 10 people, so one person washes, right? So we said, you try not to wait too long, but you're allowed to wait for the other people to wash, till everybody washes, it takes time, and one person is saying them, making the moitzi for everybody, so he has to wait for everybody else, so till they come back to the table and so on. And we spoke about last time a person shouldn't be mesiach das, not you don't start learning. We said not to start talking and learning and start doing other things. So you have to really sort of like pay attention, as they call it. So at that time, k'shei Yisrael yoshvim mantinim, says the Mishnah Berurah, they're waiting. Zeh yitlu yideim hein b'loi mitzvahs. There's no real mitzvahs you could do. You can't start going doing a chesed. You can't start start learning. And we said don't talk and learning, and even opening up a sefer and start being ma'ayin in a sefer. So there's no real mitzvahs going on at that time. So let's say it takes a minute or two till everybody washes, and we said, okay, so you're allowed to wait. A person's allowed to wait if they have to between the Netilas Sedayim and they dry their hands, and now they're sitting and waiting because they have to wait for everybody else to sit down at the table. But at that time, there's no real mitzvahs taking place. So a person without a yid without mitzvahs, a Jewish person without mitzvahs, is sort of like, if you want to call it, a little bit of a dangerous situation. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in Sifkot Lamed Beis, has Satan Mekatre Galeim, and the Satan is like, again, stick his nose in a little bit, here comes the Yetzirah, watch out. So you got to be very, very careful. So he ends off with Ris Melech Magen Aleihem, and the Bris of Melech, is a protection on them that from these punishments, from these where the Yetzirah, where the Satan actually comes and sort of like, as we say, sticks his nose in. And being the fact, because of the fact that we're sitting at a time without mitzvahs, without doing any mitzvahs, without learning, without anything, so it's a little bit of a dangerous time. So that's where the bris melech is a protection. Megan Aleim says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Okay, I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sifkat and Lamed Gimel. He says like this. He says the lididon, the pas shalanu hu b'melech. Our breads, the lididon, the pas shalanu hu b'melech. Our breads are with salt. So, like we said, technically, you know, you could personally say, well, I already have salt in the bread. So he says, ein anu nehagim b'achilas melech acher asuda. But he says, mikol makom mitzvah selanichay al hashulchan. It is. It's a mitzvah to have it. Mikol makom mitzvah lanichay al hashulchan. It's a mitzvah to have the salt on the table. He says an interesting thing. He brings down v'kasru amekubalim. It's al pi kabbalah. He brings down actually from the Magen Avraham. He brings it from the Magen Avraham, but he says v'kasru amekubalim litbo perusa samaitzi b'melech shleisha pamim al pi kabbalah. He brings down to dip it in three times, to dip it into the salt three times. So he brings that from the Magen Avraham. Does the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan lamed gimel. And he says the Mishnah Berurah again, even though we have this, it is a mitzvah, but it's not like, you know, since we do have the salt in the bread, there is already salt in the bread, but he says, Lamaisa, be it as it may, in Sifkatan choftes, all in our simon over there, Sif Kuf Samach Zayin, which is trying to go through various different interesting facts about the salt and halachas. He says, "Mikol makom imroitz lahamtim koydim habracha." If somebody they don't have salt, I don't have salt, and now so if like we said, imroitz lahamtim koydim habracha, I want to wait before I make the hamaitzi. Actually, viel the fun of melach till they bring me salt. Melach v'tavlim harshes b'yade. One could do that. That's what we said. One is allowed to do that. Ve'in lachash lehefsek. We're not worried about that interruption. Be'netila lehamoitzi. As far as you'll say, well, it's going to be an interruption. If I'm going to wait till they bring me salt, that's what he says. He says, "Emroitzel lehamtim." Like mamish wait. We said before, you could even talk out. You'll say the word melach. But now we're saying "Emroitzel lehamtim." I could. I'll even wait till they bring me the salt. I have to bring it. Whatever. It's in the other room. And we're not talking about going out to buy in the store. We're talking about, you know, whatever. It's in the kitchen. I'm in the living room, it's going to take whatever, it's going to take until the person goes and gets it from the closet, whatever. So I'm ready to the hamtim koydim abrocha, for somebody wants to wait, koydim abrocha, actually if you, meaning before the hamaiti, actually if you, lafon of melech, v'tal l'merches b'yodav, ein lochesh lehefsek b'netil l'hamaiti, we would not worry about the interruption between the washing and the hamaitzi, came shehut tzerich suda. Because again, like we spoke about in the past, that this whole thing is a tzerich suda. So not just the talking out of saying the word melech over there before making the hamaitzi, but even to you know, you get a person's going to wait. It could take a minute or two, whatever the case is. So that could also be done. Came shehut tzerich suda because of the fact that it's a tzerich, it's a need for the meal because it's a mitzvah to have the bread with salt. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.